think most financial decisions are really about? Are they about money? I think that that's probably an obvious answer to that question. But that's not really the truth, because I think that most financial decisions come down to perspective, because everything comes down to perspective, because perspective changes literally everything. How you look at something makes all the difference. That maps over to every aspect of life. Think about two people walking into exactly the same restaurant. One of the people has got $20 to their name. The other person has $20 million in an investment account. They both look at the same menu, but they sure don't see the same prices, do they? Completely different experience. Now imagine you've got two financial advisors sitting across from the exact same client. And the client says, I'm thinking about investing another $500,000. One advisor, their heart starts racing. The other simply says, tell me more. Same words, but really different conversation, especially from an internal experience perspective. So I've been thinking about this idea, and I'm going to give it a clever title called The Capital Perspective. And I think it explains why some advisors, entrepreneurs, salespeople struggle to charge what they're worth, and why some investors stay afraid forever. And finally, why your personal relationship with money, that really has such a strong influence on every financial decision that you make, which sounds pretty obvious, and it is pretty obvious, but when you frame it like this, I think it's going to make a lot of sense. So something that's worth remembering is that money isn't just math. There's a lot more that goes into it. Money is emotion. It's our memories. It's our identity. There's fear. There's hope tied up in every dollar. And every one of these dollars that goes into our hands, it gets filtered through that own internal experience, your own internal experience. If $100 feels really like a lot of money or it's expensive to you, you're going to unconsciously assume that it feels like a lot of money or expensive to everybody else that you're coming into contact with. And if you've never managed $1 million, you may treat $1 million client a lot differently, not because they are different, but because your perspective on money is very different. And when we're talking about financial advisors, this is something that I see all the time. An advisor can quote a planning fee and then immediately begin apologizing for this. Now, I know this sounds like a lot of money. I realize this is pretty expensive. We can probably work something out. Even if the client hasn't said a word, they have an objective at all, the advisor all of a sudden is objecting to their own quoted price. And it's because they're reacting to their own relationship with money, not the client's. And I've also seen advisors offer discounts before being asked, avoid affluent prospects, over-explain their value, recommend smaller solutions because they personally would feel uncomfortable spending more, chase every prospect because scarcity is the thing that's driving the conversation, even if those prospects are clearly not a good fit. And none of those decisions are coming from the client. They're coming from the advisor's internal money story, their internal financial story. So I want to build on this capital perspective, play a little bit of a game. Just imagine that none of your bills change. In fact, nothing in your life changes, but only one thing does change: the amount of liquid capital that you've got. Start with thinking that you've got $100,000 sitting in cash. Do you spend your time differently? Do you worry about things, different things? Would every rejection that you encounter, would that sting? Would every interruption deserve your attention? Maybe, maybe not. Now, instead of $100,000, let's imagine it's $1 million. Would you chase every prospect that you had? Would you panic? Somebody tells you no. Would charging a $2,500 planning fee feel outrageous to you, or would it feel perfectly reasonable? Would you become more patient or less patient? Now, instead of that number, let's imagine it's $10 million. Who gets access to your calendar now? What would you stop doing? Would you negotiate every little thing? Or would your standards become a lot clearer? Would you tolerate difficult relationships, or would you politely move on? Let's keep going up the chain. Now imagine you had $100 million. How do you enter a conversation? Do you seek approval from anybody, or do you seek understanding? Would you spend your attention differently? Would you obsess over tiny market movements? Would you argue on social media? Would you say yes to every invitation? Or would you become incredibly intentional with your MVRs, your most valuable resources of time, energy, attention, and money? Of course you would. Now, for the most important question, which of those behaviors actually requires the money and which only requires a decision? Because patience doesn't cost $10 million. Standards don't cost $10 million. Protecting your calendar doesn't. Saying no doesn't. Thinking long-term doesn't. Charging what you're worth doesn't. Neither does emotional stability. Most of the behaviors we associate with wealth don't actually require wealth. They require different perspective. So here's a principle that I hope that you will remember. And it's this. It's act from capital. Not fake wealth, not pretending, not arrogance. Instead, borrow the perspective you believe your future success would give you. If you believe having $10 million would make you more patient, then become more patient right now. If you believe financial independence would make you more selective, well, then become selective, more selective right now. If you believe that wealth would make you value your calendar more, protect it now. If you believe success would make you stop chasing after everybody, then stop chasing and start attracting. Because here's the irony of the whole thing. Those behaviors often create the wealth in the first place. Now, this isn't just for financial advisors. It's for each of us. So ask yourself, if I had complete financial confidence, how would I parent differently? How would I work differently? How would I spend my evenings? Would I scroll as much? Would I compare myself to strangers? Would I worry about things that don't matter in 5 years? Would I spend more time with family? Would I invest more in my health? Would I finally start that business? Would I finally write the book? Then one final question. What part of that requires the money, and what part only requires a decision? Because the person you're trying to become may be waiting for permission that no amount of money can ever give. Money does lots of things, changes your options, but perspective changes your life. The goal isn't to pretend you're already wealthy. The goal is to adopt the standards, patience, confidence, and intentionality that wealth often produces, because very often those qualities come first. And the money, that simply follows. Please remember that most financial decisions aren't really about money. They're about what really matters, what's important, your family, your freedom, your security, opportunities, and peace of mind. So if you're an advisor who's looking to dig deeper into this kind of thinking and approach to your business, check out the Meaningful Advisor Program. If you are somebody who understands what matters most to you and wants some guidance in getting to where you want to go and wants some financial certainty, connect with one of our Meaningful Advisors. Have a conversation. You can do that by clicking on a little link in the notes of today's show. It's such an interesting thing. I've long known that that perspective is such an incredibly important thing. It's hard to get. It's hard to keep. That's why we need to be intentional about it. And I think that this is a really interesting thought exercise. Just put yourself in those shoes of your future self, future pace, 5, 10, 20 years. Put yourself in the position of having the amount of money that you want to have now. And then go through this exercise again. Say, how would my behavior be different? Because as always, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.